When I got demobbed, I could have regained my job back in the factory at the Bristol Aeroplane Company. But having been used to open-air life for 5 years nearly, I decided to start up landscape gardening. And purely by accident, I found that they wanted someone to tow the Brabazon aircraft, and this was for, oh, by the way, meanwhile, during the war, my father also joined. He worked in shops during the in the Winter War period. He was in the First World War, but worked in shops, ordinary trading shops. But with the war breaking out, he joined the transport of the Bristol Aeroplane Company. So it was through my father, who was still working there after the war, that he said they wanted someone to tow the Brabazon. And so I applied and got the job. So I was back on the ground crew, which I enjoyed very much. I was out in the fresh air and working on aircraft. And so I was with the Brabazon and all the flight years, and then onto the Britannia. And as Britannia production slowed down, I ended up at the Bristol Engine Drawing Office. The Brabazon was the biggest aircraft in the world at that time. And prior to then, all aircraft that was moved, especially in between the wars, they were all pushed by hand. As aircraft got bigger with the Lancasters and Halifaxes, they thought we can't keep pushing them by hand. So they got hold of the farm tractors and started towing these aircraft by farm tractors. Well, when the Brab was being completed, it was a 100-ton thing, and it was the largest aircraft in the world, and they thought, we can't get a farm tractor to tow this, or even half a dozen. So they applied to the army, the Bristol Aeroplane Company asked the army, did they have a tractor that could tow 100 tons? The army lent the Bristol Aircraft a Scammell tractor, and it was still equipped for towing tanks. It had all the equipment on it, everything, the winch and everything. But if anyone sees the Brabazon being towed by this unusual massive great vehicle, they'd think, why the heck have they got that? Nowadays, with all the modern aircraft, they got very sleek tugs, very, quite smashy looking things, streamline jobs. But back in 1949, we had to borrow this Scammell tractor from the army. When I applied for the job, they took me down to the aerodrome where at the bottom, and they got me to drive all around the fields down there to see if I could drive it. It was a big, hefty thing to drive, yeah. Very basic as well. It was a wartime mess up, really. The gear change went through a mechanism of welded bits of strip away, which like a farm looked like a farm gate going through the gear change. Yeah, it was difficult, and also because it was an army vehicle, there was no you couldn't look out the back. There was one small window where they could look out the sea within a couple of yards. But with me towing an aircraft the size of the Brabazon, it was always difficult trying to find out where the wingtips were. Anyway, we got over all that. It was a real experience. And then when the Britannias came along, we had a smaller tractor specially made, and that was handy. So that was my experience with the Bristol Aeroplane Company. As I say, I ended up with the Britannia production line coming to an end. The Conqueror was coming on, but by then I'd applied to go into the offices, and I was a bit of a technician, so I ended up in the engine drawing office.